Now, John, we have a guest, our first guest of the morning.
We have. And a someone, lady well known to us.
Well known to our
and
listeners.
To our listeners as yeah. well.
I was listening to her this morning.
Were you?
The last week's Gael Gugas Fáilte was on this morning at about 8 o'clock, and there she was, as large as life. I think they brought her in to give her a little examination on how her Irish learning was doing. Yes. Carol McNamara, good morning to you.
Morning, Tim, and morning, John. Lovely to be maybe at this side of the microphone and not the Saturday Chronicle stressed.
Yeah. You did this for a long time.
I know, I did, yeah. And I loved it too. But yeah.
And when she's looking.
When she's looking.
Oh, well, I always look well on radio.
She put on the lipstick.
Well, when I knew who was in it.
That was for us, John, yes. Carol, there's an event on next week. In fact, we referred to it on the news headlines this morning. An event for Palestine at various children's playgrounds around East Clare.
Yes. This is an idea that came from... Actually, the Ring Gaeltacht in Waterford, which I'd have strong connections. And I first saw it on, I think I saw it on Facebook, or I did see it on social media. A group of like-minded people got together in that area in Ring and formed a group called Gael Erson Gaza. And, you know, for the purpose of fundraising and in relation to the genocide in that's occurring in Palestine. And, you know, to raise funds. And one of their initiatives, they've done lots of things, but one of their initiatives was, they launched in February, the idea that at the same time across Ireland at 9:30 p.m., on May the 1st, which is next Wednesday. It's very specifically 9:30 p.m. because, and for us in the west of Ireland, that's just after sunset for next week. And that people would light a candle, particularly in memory and in consideration of the children in Gaza who have been affected by this war. And it's probably worth saying that lots of well-known people have got on board, and our First Lady Sabina Higgins will light the candle in Ars Nuchta on that evening, and people can do this at home, just simply light a nightlight, and reflect themselves and think of the children in Gaza. Or they can go to one of the gatherings that we've organised. So in East Clare, we have organised, we've got a group of people together. It's amazing. It doesn't always take very many people, I find. You just need to have the right people with you. And we've certainly got the right people with us in four parishes, in Fecal, in Quinn, in Mount Shannon and in Scariff. And in Scariff, it will be in the Riverside Park. The idea is to use playgrounds. Now, we could have used the street. We could have had a vigil at a church. We could have done. But the idea is that to focus our minds on the fact that, you know, of the nearly 15,000 children who have died in the last 200 days in Gaza, they will never play on a swing again. Those swings will be empty for them. And thanks to Jill McMahon in Fecal, who's helping organise the Fecal event, she actually very cleverly looked at the census of Clare, the last census of Clare, in 2022, and she has drawn the figure that figure of the amount of children, 14,700 children killed in Gaza, is well over half of the population of all children under 15 in Clare. Yes. And I think whatever I thought about this, and I actually saw this yesterday, and thanks, Jill. It was a very clever thing to do because it really focuses our mind. Can you imagine if every second child in Clare from west to east was no more? That isn't even to mention the 17,000, 17,000 to 19,000 children who have been orphaned. And when we say orphaned, we don't mean they've lost the mother or father. We mean that they have lost, in many cases, all significant adults in their life. Yeah. These airstrikes have taken out entire families, which was the Israeli plan, to take out entire families. Their intelligence was so great, and they knew, and this collateral damage, sorry, it just doesn't work, because they knew exactly where everybody lived in every street in Gaza. So this, you know, Hamas and all of that, just rubbish. So that's why so many of us are engaged to do something. But I particularly like, as you know, we've done other things in Clare, in the area, in East Clare.
You did a concert at Christmas.
We did a concert before that. We did a bake sale. We've sent €10,000 from this area already, from the villages of Scariff. But I, you know, all the people, Ogonalo and everybody that came to support those two things. But I think this is slightly different in the sense that, yes, it is a fundraiser and the money will go to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund, which is working on the ground, desperately trying to get aid and humanitarian aid into the people, despite, as Artonish just saw, the delays at the Rafah crossing and new humanitarian corridors just need to be opened. But that is the group that are going to receive the donations. And, it's just that this particular event focuses our mind on children. And I think we're sitting around this desk, we're parents, we're grandparents. It is unconscionable that whole schools have been wiped. Most of their schools are gone. That whole schools have been wiped out, the hospital services. And from the news from Khan Yunis this week of the mass graves where children were executed, and there's no doubt about that. You know, this is undisputable information. You know, this is being verified by the UN Special Rapporteur and many other people, including the International Court of Justice, who have said that Israel have a case to answer in relation to genocide. But what can we do? That's the thing, you see, because we can get all engaged about and passionate and, irate and sorry and sad. But what can we do? Well, we need to keep it on our agenda. We need to not forget, because it's very easy. As a child, I was brought up on the diet of Vietnam, you know, and the children that you saw, the horrific pictures that came out in black and white about the Vietnam War. Yes. And, you know, but a fatigue sets in. And this has been going on now for 7 months, you know, and people have worries of their own. We have housing problems. We've cost of living. We've all sorts of things. But if we could only just take a few minutes on Wednesday, May the 1st, to think about, to light a candle. A light is always something, you know, very important. Yeah. To take pictures, which will go up on the social media and which will be beamed across to Palestine. That's also very important. Thousands of people across Ireland lighting a light for the people, for the children of Gaza, is so important at this time.
You know what strikes me? Fatigue. That point you raised at the latter end of your talk there, fatigue, it's such a real thing. You say, we never forget that, but we do. We have a mechanism within our system to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you know? Isn't that right?
And we do need to protect ourselves because so that we are useful as well, we need to protect ourselves. You look at these journalists, you know, not to mention how many Palestinian journalists have been killed, but you look at the journalists on the ground out there and you think, how do they make those reports day after day? How are those people in the hospital doing this? But for us, as very far in the west of Ireland, so blessed with our democracy, with the representation we have, with our government doing their best in many ways to try and facilitate this horrific...
Yeah. Because I remember seeing during the week, I think on CNN, there were a group of children playing in a square or in a street. I know they were playing with this, do you know this, where you turn handles, a kind of a football table game.
Soccer thing, yeah.
And there was an airstrike.
Yeah.
And like the footage which came from phones showed the devastation just after it. It showed the soccer table there on the ground and sprawled around where the bodies of children who moments before had been playing.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, that's there's no excuse for that. There's no reason why that should happen.
No.
And it seems to have happened on a regular basis.
Yes, and this is ahead of the ground assault in Rafah. And if you see the, you know, half of the population are now holed up in conditions absolutely with no sanitation on the streets of Rafah, with serious infectious diseases rising and no help. And the Tornister witnessed the not being allowed orange juice, that the Israelis have orange juice on the list of things that cannot be given to the children of Gaza.
Are you serious?
Yes. CT scans. I mean, this was mentioned in this comes from RTE News. I mean, I saw this the other day. You could see he was visibly emotional and visibly shocked when he was brought into the place where the CT scanners and certain bandages and certain medications, things for diabetics, insulin, all that, were stored up and cannot get through. But this charity, Palestine Children's Relief Fund, have a presence there and will be able to get, you know, aid through, please God. I mean, that's what we're saying.
I'm just thinking, I mean, the reaction around the world, you know, I mean, has been one of being horrified at what's going on. But particularly in Ireland, from the top of government right down to local level in all our parishes, there has been a huge, you know, it seems to be a stronger overall reaction than in many places around the world. Why is that, I wonder?
Well, I think because we were a colonised people, we're a new state, we were at the time that Balfour was carving up Israel, you know, Palestine, he was also busy over here. Our stories are very similar. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, six counties of our country is effectively occupied. So, you know, we have a lot of sympathy with the Palestinians. Just, I think, because they were people who were farming that land, living in that land, whose lives changed forever after Israel was carved up by the British, you know, or the Palestine, the country. Jordan was created, Palestine was created. So we are very similar people. We are also a people who had resistance to our occupying forces, which is why when people say, well, what do you think of Hamas? Or what do you think of... I'd like to put some balance in the argument. The answer to that is, in every country where there is an occupation, there will be a resistant force. It's just, you know, it's 30 years this week since Nelson Mandela came out from... was released from jail.
The island.
From Robben Island. And, you know, like Nelson Mandela was in the ANC. Let's just say they weren't sending, you know,
They weren't Boy Scouts.
They weren't sending donuts, you know, around to their, you know, they were in a, aside from that, I'm just making that point because people say there needs to be balance.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the counter argument for the there to be balance. I mean, I'm adding it.
Yeah. I see during the week, Egypt said they would not allow Palestinians, you know, just to exit Gaza and come into Egypt. Is Israel trying to literally depopulate Gaza?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
With the intention of taking it over at some point.
And just before October the 7th, and I don't remember what date it was sometime during the summer, the Israeli government, the Israeli representatives at the UN used, it's well documented, used a map of Palestine, a reformed map of Palestine, which had shrunk. The Gaza Strip was gone. They had, this might have been something they'd had in a draft, but it ended up on a wall and it was seen at that point. We know there's gas and oil outside Gaza. We know that there's serious interest in that. Gaza's beautiful, you know, it's the Mediterranean. Look at it, you know, it's beautiful beaches. It was a beautiful arable country, you know. But once they put they took the people off the lands after the Nakba of 1948 and took them off the lands, and holed them up in their apartheid walls, which is very, very similar to what happened in South Africa. Yeah. And I think it's very important that we remember that South Africa is 30 years what they call in democracy, you know, and the people born since then are called the born frees.
Yes.
And that we must hope and really pray that something similar with economic sanctions, with, you know, divestment, you're seeing what's going on in the universities in America, that this population will be able to self-determination.
Yeah. I suppose, on the other, we cannot forget the actions of Hamas on the 7th of October and, you know, the death of well over 1,000 people in some in horrific circumstances, and the 200 plus hostages that many of whom still remain. I mean, and just for we cannot, the ordinary Israeli person who lost someone in that or who is a family member of one of the hostages, I mean, they look on it obviously slightly differently.
Oh, well, absolutely, absolutely. I think the problem is, I think we should look at this from a humanitarian point of view. I would abhor all killing. There were 30 children killed, Israeli children killed. That's what we know about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an eye for an eye. It's not, because what the response has been beyond anything you could compare. But of course, I would abhor all killing. But Hamas didn't come in a vacuum, and October the 7th did not happen in a vacuum.
In a vacuum, yeah. I suppose how, I'm just wondering as well, how can Israel recover from this? Because, you know, are we going to regard, are future historians going to regard Netanyahu in the same bracket as Adolf Hitler or Vladimir Putin or, you know, some of the other autocratic tyrants who have been, you know, in power? Because the two-state solution, which obviously has to happen at some stage, the, you know, looking at the Biden government, there's about several questions in this. at the Biden government, looking at the Sunak government, for example, even Emmanuel Macron, they seem to be very slow to condemn what has happened in Gaza. Obviously, they condemned, and rightly so, what happened, you know, on the 7th of October. But it seems very slow to overtly condemn what has been happening in Gaza.
Yes, and you know, let's, without being, I mean, cynical about it, the Americans have their biggest marine base in the UAE. You know, they are there for strategic purposes, and they influence many puppet states in the Middle East. And everybody knows that. You know, Hamas was initially, it started by Netanyahu, and you know, how will Netanyahu be regarded? I think within his own country, there is a growing movement, because there's such anger about their hostages, and rightly so. And they feel that they haven't done, that there hasn't been enough done for them. So I think he will, I hope, be regarded as an Adolf Hitler in the future.
Are there signs, Jim?
Yeah, sorry, John, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, are there signs, Carl, of the swing in Israel at the moment? The growing voice, small and all as it is, rejecting the state policy and the state action. Is that the beginning of the inevitable?
Yeah, rowing back.
Yeah. There'd always be a rowing back.
Well, it's very important to say that if you probably went to live in Israel, you know, you were a European Jew and you believed in Zionism. Mm. And those who believe in Zionism will believe their right to their state there and will therefore justify most of what has happened by the IDF. There are people, there's
the IDF
always...
IDF is the defence force in Israel.
Yes, mm. but there has always been a liberal, there will always have been a liberal group there as well, and people who were disillusioned, I suppose, so...
Well, Netanyahu was under severe pressure long before the war started because he was trying to curb the power of the judiciary, you know, and have more political say over the judiciary.
Yeah. He has a lot of enemies there too in Israel. Yeah.
Listen, getting back to next Wednesday, and we're running out of time, to come to the
playgrounds in Scariff, Quinn, Mount Shannon in the Ashter and Mount Shannon and Fecal, to be there for 9:30, bring a candle, bring a donation or go online to the GoFundMe Candles for Gaza. It's very easy to find. Just remember, Candles for Gaza. Or you can give a donation on the night, which will go to the Palestinian Children's Fund. And thank you to Scariff Community Council, just locally, and to all the volunteers who give up time to help with these things. Thank you very much.
Listen, will you introduce this song?
Oh, yes. Okay, so this is a song. I think it was written in 2014 by Davy Fury. And it's called The Rain That Falls on Palestine.
Okay, thanks very much, Carol, for coming in this morning.
Indeed.
On the streets of Gaza City,